Escuchas ese rugido. Sientes la experiencia de poder, la emoción de la libertad. Ya estás preparado para vivir tu nueva aventura. Nueva Ram 1500, hecha para vivir. Ram es una marca registrada de FCA US LLC.
Good morning to everyone of you tuning and listening to us right here on Joy 99.7 FM. My name is Adam Knight Tay. Delighted to be serving you our family lessons every Saturday morning, 6:15 through to 7:30. We're airborne. If it bothers on your home, trust that we will find ways to talk about it. And we appreciate all the feedback we get. Thank you very much for tuning in and for letting us know that we impact your homes positively. This morning, I just encourage you to keep being you. You know, sometimes the attitude of people can make you want to change, but and do some, my pastor will say, wicked bonyo things to people, eh? But if that's not who you are, right? Don't let them push you. At best, you want to walk away. Save yourself some energy. Give yourself some peace of mind. At best, you just want to walk away from their drama. But don't jump into it and become who they are simply because you allowed yourself to be triggered by their very terrible attitude. Who are you? What are your values? Stick to them. And don't be pushed around by people who have very terrible character. Remember that sometimes the things they exhibit, it's just a manifestation of who they are. Not because you're not good enough, because usually that's what they want you to believe. Good morning once again. And we say a very big thank you to Amasha Partners Limited and iCare Yum Vita, a delicious way to grow. Dano Milk, choose Tasty Milk, choose Nourishment, choose Dano Milk, Dano Milk. Just go for it. Unga, Mama's Helping Hand, and Tasty Tom Enriched Tomato Mix. Ufa Kakra, na you be brie. Bro, nyawe di the Tasty Tom Enriched Tomato Mix and yedidi. Simply because ufa kakra na aye bibri. Last week we started a conversation. Can you fail-proof your marriage? And yes, we talked about it. We'll recap a few of the things we said. But today, though, we are asking, can you truly heal from an affair? And we have a case in question. But ahead of that, now shine your eyes, Mawini Naho, because cooking is being more fun and enjoyable than ever before. While cooking with your favorite Unga spices, there are loads of gifts to be won just like that. Unga brings you Mawini Naho promo. Just shine your eyes and win big. This is Ungalicious. To enter the Shine Your Eyes promo and enjoy all the goodies, just pick together 25 promo wrappers of Unga shrimp tablets and add 5 promo wrappers of either chicken, beef or stew tablets away. Submit them at any of our redemption centers and you will instantly win a gift. You can win up to 100,000 cedis cash. You can win television sets, washing machine, deep freezers, and many more. This is an instant gift. No go and come beer. So shine your eyes and start picking the Onga promo wrappers now. This promo starts from Monday, October 16th and goes all the way through to December 31, 2023. Terms and conditions apply. And remember, this advert is FDA approved. And yay, it's a new world of doing business, and your business shouldn't be left out. It's time to get a Momo for Business today to accept payments from over 15 million Momo customers. All you need is a business registration certificate and your Ghana card. Applying to be MTN Momo merchant has been made even more simple and fast. You just have to dial *501. Let's take it again. You just have to dial *5051# and follow the prompt or apply online at momomerchantapplication.mtn.com.gh. You will receive a reference number which you can use to track your applications. So don't get caught waiting. Enjoy secure transactions and convenient transactions for your business with MTN Momo today. Know that the application is free. Do not pay any Momo to any money to anyone for a merchant payment solution. Report any fraudulent charges using the Momo app available on Play Store and App Store. And yay, Yum Vita infant cereal with milk is fortified with Nutri-V, and it contains 16 essential vitamins and minerals, including zinc, iron and calcium, to aid in the healthy growth of your baby. It comes in three delicious flavors: maize, wheat, rice and wheat variants. And it also comes in three unique pack sizes. We talk about the 50 gram, the 400 gram tea, and the 350 gram block bottom pouch. So go ahead and get the pack size that best suits your family needs. Yum Vita, a delicious way to grow. And yes, earlier on I was telling you about Tasty Tom tomato mix. Ghana make hard pass, so everybody wants value for their hard-earned money. When it comes to tomato mix, you just need to make sure you're going for the ones that gives you value for your money. One. And Tasty Tom enriched tomato mix is what you have to go for, because one, when it comes to tomato mix, value for money means three simple things: consistent and rich red color that doesn't color your meat or fish, thick paste that gives you your desired quantity of soup or stew, and good tomato flavor that gives you that consistent and unique taste to all your dishes. You can rely on Tasty Tom and rich tomato mix for all of these. That is why we say, weigh your tomato mix. No color changing like traffic lights. Bia, de bia koko kama. Taste no se de on point. Because Tasty Tom is thick. Ofa kakra na ye bebre. Eke hu bie nim. Don't compromise on quality. To papa no at once. Choose Tasty Tom enriched tomato mix and get value for money. You stand a chance of winning amazing prizes from Tasty Tom during the phone-in sessions on Drive Time with Lexus Bale. All you need to do is tell us how you prepare your favorite meal using Tasty Tom enriched tomato mix. This promises to be fun and interesting. Tasty Tom enriched tomato mix. Ofaka kra na ye be brave. So we'll just go straight into today's conversation. And I did say that we have a case in question. Can you, or how can people truly heal from, you know, an affair? We're not talking about an affair in that kind of relationship where right from get-go, you know your partner can be having affairs and you are in it. You know, that one is like, you know it will happen and then you put your hand inside. So those ones, and you see that in such relationships, it is like a traffic light. You are on and off, on and off. But this case in question, right, is that typical relationship that was built on trust and oneness. And then all of a sudden, it is hit by an affair. And you're looking at your partner and you're wondering, how come? So this gentleman, I have his permission to tell this story. And so, yeah, he's a very good friend. And in the 10 years of their marriage, I think just about 2 or 3 months into the marriage, he started seeing another lady, a young girl. At the time, the girl was just 18 years. And you know, when you move into a new area, you have your house, there's a house sometimes uncompleted and you have people squatting in that house. So this lady lived there with her mom and brother. And usually when husband and wife are driving out, you will have to drive all the way to the junction. And quite often they meet the lady on the way, you know, going to school. So every once in a while, they offer her a ride, young girl. And then on one of the occasions, it was only husband who was driving, offered her a ride, and then began to talk. What do you intend to do after school and all that? They talk. And then gradually started talking, I'll help you and things like that. And then gradually, I mean, he started liking the girl and then got into a relationship with her. Here's the terrible part. He actually went to his mom, with the girl's mom, and spoke to her. And it's like, I'm sorry this is happening between your daughter and I, but I like her and I don't want anybody to mess up with her. So if you will permit me, just know that whenever you can't find her, she's with me. And you know, a mother who, she needs help, right? She's squatting somewhere, has a tabletop, has 2 children to take care of it. She sees this guy as a savior and even advises the daughter that, look, you have to be respectful. Make sure you do as he says. Don't offend him. Don't do this. And the guy's wife doesn't know all of this, obviously. And so every once in a while, this girl will go to the house, go and help with chores around the house and things like that. I mean, very down-to-earth, respectful girl who is not in the business of coming to compete with madame. And this relationship goes on for 10 good years. The girl finished, went to the university, sponsored by husband, and all of those. And in all of these, there were no traces of any affairs. Because he told me that I did this not because I have a problem with my wife. It's just because I was being naughty and being a boy. And so he ensured that there was no way it was going to affect his home, because his wife had, I mean, this was just barely 3 months into their marriage. His wife hasn't done anything to her. So he still came home very early, even when they had their kids, cook for the house, take them out, help with house chores when he can. He's a big boy, so yeah. And so his wife never suspected anything until I think he said one day his phone was lying down, because he doesn't even put a password on his phone, and had told this girl also that around this time, don't send me a message, don't call. And it's been working perfectly. But I think that morning she wasn't well and in distress and needed help badly. So sends a message. And that's how wife found out. And he said when he came inside the room, his wife had passed out with the phone lying by her. He saw the message and realized that this was it. So rushed her to the hospital, revived her and everything. And he said, Adam, for 3 days, my wife won't talk. She was okay, but she just wouldn't say anything for 3 days. And eventually, they've gotten help. It's been about 6 months now. They've gotten help and they're talking. But he says that the woman can sit down and just look at him, shake her head and just start crying. She doesn't complain. She's not accusing him or fighting him or insulting him or anything. You can just tell that she's just too pained. So I asked a few questions. Have you guys tried to get together? She says, oh, my wife, she'll just lie down. She doesn't refuse anything, like a piece of log, if you want to touch her. She's just detached like that. And he can tell that it was pain because for 10 years, he said the day she talked, it was like, you could have killed me, you know. I trusted you. Like, I didn't think that you could. This girl comes here to help us take care of our children sometimes and all that. And all the while, you were doing this with her. She didn't ask for explanations. It's just the shock of what you've been doing for 10 years plus. And I never saw through. And you never made it. I didn't even smell it. You can kill. And it is the shock and the betrayal that's affecting her so much. And it's like, can we ever get back together? Because I love my wife. And I asked her, what's happened to the girl? She says, that's the least of the issues right now. Have you broken up with her? And if I don't want us to talk about it. So I asked him, I told him we're having these conversations. And is he okay? He says, yes, he would really like to hear. And he wants to listen. So they're listening. He and his wife are both listening. And yeah, that's the case in question we have today. Mama T, Kobe, and where's Kofi? Kofi, I hear Kofi is on Zoom this morning. Hello, Kofi, can you hear us? Okay, I can see you too. Yeah. Okay, yes. Kobe, yes, let me start with you. So my guests this morning, last week they were here, Kovna Atabedu Procurement, Mrs. Teresa Riafia Santi, Ace Counselor, Mama T, Papa, and then I have Reverend Kofi Boateng Esquire on Zoom. And this is the issue we have on our hands this morning. Can they ever heal from this affair? And this is the kind of situation we're talking about. Not the one that when you were dating, the person can be going in and coming in. Those ones, you are used to it. But this one. Kobe, why are you quiet? Yes. It's difficult, huh? Yeah.
I know how it feels.
Yeah, it's difficult.
Yes, healing is possible.
It is, eh?
Yes. In this life, everything is possible, including healing. Mm. Healing of your body, healing of your mind, healing of your soul, healing of your emotions, healing in every part of your being is possible. It depends on both of you who needs the healing, how you're going to do it. Whether it will take a day, a month, a year, 10 years, it's absolutely, it is fully dependent on the two of you who needs the healing or the person who stands in the need of healing. But yes, healing is
possible.
Very possible.
Okay. Kofi, what do you think? Kofi is still putting his thoughts together.
I believe healing is possible, as Mama T has alluded to. And I believe that they need to actually take steps to begin the healing process. There are things that ought to be done by both parties, both the wife and the husband, and to embark on a journey of healing. Yeah. And until then, she will continue to feel betrayed. She will continue to feel hurt. I think she needs an avenue. There will be the need for a counselor or a mediator to sit with both of them so that she will have the opportunity to pour out her hurt, the betrayal, and then they can address the issues that led to the affair and what they can do to ensure that it doesn't happen again. Okay. So that she will be assured and let go.
Okay. Kobe, your thoughts on this, then I ask my next question.
Healing is not possible.
Oh.
Yeah. So, especially in cases like this where you never saw this coming.
Mm-mm.
Nothing prepared you for it.
No.
It just hit you like that. Bam.
In your face.
You will never get past it. You will try. You never get past it. Now, here's what happens with change. When the event occurs, the first thing it does to you is you are in shock.
Certainly.
And shock is a whole subject altogether, and how you react to shock. Now, that woman could have died. I know of one instance that a person died that same day.
Wow.
Bam, went off. So somebody who were in church on a Sunday was okay, hale and hearty. By Monday evening, the person was gone.
And it was just because they were shocked.
It's just because of shock.
They discovered something.
She discovered something.
Oh dear.
Now, when shock hits you, the next step of the process is you get into denial. It can't be true. That is when it starts getting mental. Because then you can see that the thing is red, but you are trying to tell yourself that it is not red. And that is why I say that depending on how this mental process gets, healing is never possible. Then after a while, anger sets in. Now that is the dangerous part. And this is the part that I'm afraid for this guy. Because you see, if it had been done to him, anger would be manifested physically. Mm. He would exhibit anger. But women have a funny way of managing anger. They are the reverse. They bottle it in. And you have no idea. By now. Through this process, if she doesn't get good counseling, if she decides to revenge, she decides to hurt him back, you'll be surprised what he will do. He will die like a fowl. He won't realize it.
I've actually sent him a message and told him I don't think that it's good for his wife to be listening to this conversation because I think we're being very, very frank. And I mean, she will need to be handled.
Yes,
so
and
I've told him.
No, let her listen. You see, because she is at this point, she is not herself.
Yeah.
And that is why, if she listens, she might be surprised at what she's capable of doing. And she, once she knows what she's capable of doing, she might be conscious of it and not do it. Otherwise, I fear for him. Especially when she's not saying anything.
It's
dangerous.
He tells me that they dated for like 5 years before mm-hmm. getting married. 15 years.
Yes.
So 15 years altogether. Mm-hmm. He makes me understand. I know him. The relationship has been built on a certain grounds. You know, the foundation has been that of friendship, that of love, that of trust, that of understanding. And he is not surprised also that mm-hmm. it's not like he's been gallivanting. Mm-hmm. It's just one girl that I found attractive and thought I was helping, and I don't want anybody to mess up with him. I'm like, look, save your explanations for yourself. And so it's not like
he doesn't see himself as a bad boy or a player.
He's not a bad boy.
Exactly.
And he
so
says,
this one,
so that is what,
life happened.
That is what he thinks his wife will be able to forgive him because of this instant. However, the woman is not saying anything.
So let me continue the process. So you see, mm-hmm. at this stage, when she's not saying anything, that's when it gets dangerous. But that's not it. That's not the worst part. The worst part is when you get to the trough. So it's like, it starts like a curve, it gets into a trough, and it comes up. The base of the trough is where depression hits. Now, when depression hits, again, it's psychological.
No, but you see, he believes that she can never get violent. Okay. I mean, he knows her. She won't get violent.
She won't get violent because I'm saying that when anger comes in, the anger stage, the reaction can be this way or that way.
He also thinks that she is not angry. It is the shock.
But you know, uh-huh. the
see,
has a way of
change. It's a process. Yes. You walk through
it. You go through all of it.
It starts with shock. Then it comes to denial, it is not possible. Then it comes to reaction, where the anger or the quietness comes.
Okay.
Right now, she's at the reaction stage. Now, she's not reacting. If she reacts violently...
She's reacting. I mean, she's
not
saying
reacting.
Anything.
Yes,
yeah.
That's
not
what I'm saying.
Anything is a very difficult
stage. It's the difficult
because
part.
Because she's still wondering.
Because, you see, in the anger stage, the person lets out the steam. And in letting out the steam itself is part of the process, of healing.
I think what has engulfed the person this is woman, in, what has engulfed her really, from the deep conversation I had with her husband, is shock and misery. That's where she is. And her husband thinks that that is where it will remain.
It is going to get to the next stage. Let me finish the process. It will get to the next stage where she will begin to be depressed. And that is where he is the only person who can help her out.
Thank you. And he has recognized that. So how do we heal from this situation?
So once you get past the depression stage, mm-hmm. then you come to acceptance that it has happened. What do I do? Okay. How do I pick my life up?
Okay.
Kofi,
let me come
out
to you, then Mama T, I'll come to pick up.
I agree with Kobina when he says that it all starts with her. Because, Adam, I believe that forgiveness is a choice we have to make. And if she decides to forgive him, it is possible that she can move on. Let's remember that when we say our vows in marriage, we say for better or for worse. And in a way, we admit that we are not married to angels. There's a good chance that our spouses will not be perfect. They may they may offend us. They may do things that we would not like. When we read Matthew 19:8-9, when Jesus was asked why Moses allowed divorce, he said that because of the hardness of your heart, Moses allowed you to divorce your wives. But from the beginning, it was not so. It means that once we decide to not to forgive, once we decide to harden our hearts, it becomes difficult for us to accept people for who they are. It becomes difficult for us to live with people who have offended us, but we can make a choice to forgive, and in that way, we can accept them and still live with them and work on the relationship. So I believe that she can heal if only she puts her mind to it and seeks help.
Okay, let me give you another insight, then Mama T, you take this. So he tells me, and this is just a case, you know, we're considering, but I hope that we are all looking at how it applies to us and what can actually happen if you build a trusted relationship and then you break the trust. So he tells me that he could be there, and then she will come over and come and hug him like very tight, and all she will do is cry and just go back. It's like,
she's broken.
I can't believe you did this. So not that I won't forgive you, not that I want to leave the marriage, not that I hate you, but come here, Mama T first. I just can't imagine that this it's is happened. Where we are. Exactly.
That
come
is out, denial.
Mama T.
So yes, that is denial. I am trying to, you know, when things like this happen, the first thing for me is to practice empathy. And so I understand.
Who is practicing the empathy?
Me as a counselor.
Okay.
I understand a lot of things when you know who is going through what. And so I begin to place myself in the person's situation. And I meet counselors who would say a lot of things, because sometimes you don't need to really experience the thing to be able to say it. But I say that there are three areas from which we all counsel. First, what you have experienced as a counselor. Two, what you have learned as a counselor. And three, what you have your study, like in school, and your trainings. Now, sometimes most of us as counselors have not really experienced what some of the things our counselors said before us and talk about. And seriously, this lady is so shocked. One day I'll sit with you and tell you something. And whenever I speak like this, I speak from a point of, I'm not saying I know much, but I understand a lot, because I have sat with people, too many people, and sometimes I am wondering. And so, yes, the shock was amazing, because she never expected it. And she can be in shock for 3 years.
Yeah.
She can be in shock because she's still wondering, What did, now she's asking herself question, what did I do to merit this? What at all? And the man is saying that you didn't do anything. I mean, you have not done anything. I was only becoming adventurous, trying my small, I'm shooting my shot, small with bazooka. I mean, this one, not with bazooka, like small arsenal.
You was catching
fuse. And you know the good thing about
this. Please let Mama T finish. Let Mama T finish.
And, it happened. And so she's still wondering. She's asking a lot of, that's why she's still quiet like this. She's asking a lot of questions and trying to find a little leeway, something she did. Did I do this? Did I not do that? Did I do this? What didn't I do right? And her husband has come in to say she didn't do anything. My little difficulty is that she is not talking back because she's still in shock. Shock and surprise at the same time. And so, yes, she's, when she has moved into the denial, she said, this can never happen to me. What? Me? And she's still wondering. I agree. I understand. Her husband should give her a little more time to carry through that pain. She's allow her to grieve her pain. Sometimes we are quick to, as pastors and counselors, say, oh, forgive him. Oh, let him go. After all, what?
Oh, move on. It has happened.
Didn't Jesus forgive us? He did. Don't ever think you are Jesus. So.
Thank you.
Don't. Listen, it is only Jesus who came to die for us. No one has the right to even kill himself, like die for yourself so you die for another person. But this is what I'm saying. She, in the denial, she's still perhaps in fear. Like, hey, will this thing happen again? So yes, all of this, but I'm telling husband, uncle, brother, give her time to grieve. You see how she comes and she holds you and she's crying. She's doing the right thing. Counselors call it catharsis. Allow her to cry her heart out. Let her grieve like something, somebody is dead, like something is dead. She gave you too much trust. That is where I do these things. Sometimes I tell you that me, my counseling is not proper counseling because I always tell young counselees, I love premarital people, trust is only with God. The Bible said that put your trust in no man but in God. Love. Paul said that, oh, no man, nothing apart from love. He's your husband. We preach trust. But I keep telling people, give me 80% of trust. Tell your mind that anything is possible in this life. This life is like this and that. Sometimes our expectations are too lofty. And I pray that most of us as women and husbands and wives would learn to manage our expectations. This has happened to you now. You were not expecting it. It has happened. You are shocked. All the English words around shock, anger, all of this, but you are shocked. So first to the husband, let her grieve. Let her grieve. Don't say anything. And she too, as when she keeps grieving and grieving and grieving, one day she will begin to want to talk. And so at this point, he needs a little more patience with her. Just be patient with her. Let's just be patient with her. My little pain is even not a pain. I have met a lot of wives and husbands who are at this point are not saying anything. And so allow her to grieve to the point where she will want to say something. Very soon she would love to say something. Sometimes you may need help, but again, find out from her if she wants the help now. And if she doesn't want the help now, as in bringing in a counselor or a pastor or a dear friend or somebody who would be able to help you, if she's willing to allow you both to help yourselves. Now I don't think she's seeing him as a bad person.
No.
I think that she wants her marriage.
Yes.
And you see, the average black woman, not Ghana, black woman, in Africa will not leave her marriage only for this one mistake.
I think that's it. Yeah.
No.
If she had like the 20% you were saying, if she gave herself any allowance, if she had thought that he could happen, it would have been much easier on her.
and that is really a lofty expectation that this must not happen. There's a scripture I so love.
I don't think it's an issue of it must not happen.
It may never happen. It will never happen. It can't happen.
See, the whole point is this. Growing up, and again, I always say that, especially for those of us who grew up in church, who were trained in a certain way, you are made to think positive and not negative.
But that's
right.
Yes. And in your mind, you are thought that if you say you love the person, you have to trust the person. And so if you haven't had a past life where you have been in and out of relationships and have suffered a few disappointments, you haven't prepared yourself. You don't have shock absorbers. So this one, you can see clearly that they were together for 5 good years. And then they've been married. And so he is all she knows. And she had put everything in that person. So for you to go through this, this process won't change. What I've outlined, it won't change. Yes. She will walk through all of them.
Oh.
It is when she gets to the point of rationalization, where you are reasoning, when you are normal. That is when, if you bring help, a third person, it will work. At this point in time, anything you see, it won't work.
No, she's not even.
Now, the good, yes, the good thing now is she's at the reaction stage. She's not talking, but the guy is there. Let me give you a flip situation. What if whatever she saw, she has seen it, the guy says it is not true, I haven't done it. It is not what you think. Then tells you on top, it is in your mind. You are mad.
Okay, so
and she gets other people to be saying the same thing to you.
They don't have that kind of a situation.
I'm giving you, just think about how bad it can get. So you have seen the thing. The person says, it is not true. That when you get to that stage, you are rationalizing it. It is even more difficult because it's like, did I see you right?
But this
then you wash your face.
Then you realize that this person is an unrepentant. Unrepentant person. But she's going through what she's going through because of the relationship.
So this guy is doing something right.
Oh, yes.
Because first, he has accepted that I did it.
Yes.
And two, he's there.
Willing to
help.
And then
at this point in time, what he has to do. And so the healing process and how long it takes depends on the reaction of the person who caused the problem. So depending on how the person reacts and shows remorse and promises, gives assurances that it won't happen again, that is what would help assuage the pain.
Okay.
Now, again, the difference between the two sexes, just like a woman who goes to labor, bears all the pain. And by the way, the only pain that is more than labor pain is nerve pain. If you had toothache before, nerve one. Or spinal injury, nerve. That's the only pain that is bigger or more than that one. Oh, I've suffered spinal injury, so I know what pain is. I've read about pain management.
I've gone through labor pain.
Good. No, I've studied pain management, and I'm telling you that the only pain the doctors will tell you is more than that. So for a woman to go through labor and forget about how it feels and want to go again and go again and go again tells you that women have a certain capacity to get past a certain kind of pain. So it is always easier for a woman to get past this kind of pain. Flip it. Men don't.
Okay. I think that up to this point. Yes, Kofi, just a moment. Please go ahead. Please go ahead. Let me note
I was going to say that we also have to take into consideration the temperaments of the individuals involved.
Yeah.
You know, extroverts tend to, especially sanguines, are able to forgive easily and move on.
Yeah.
And phlegmatic.
Introverts tend to process their emotions for a long time. They will think about all the negatives, how, you know, blame themselves and all of these things, and why, you know, what did they do to deserve all of these things, and process for a long time before at some point they come to terms with what has happened to them and start the actual healing process. And so I think it's important that we pay attention to the temperament of the lady involved and see where she falls. That would help anybody who wants to come in to help to be able to identify where to start from.
Okay, great. But I think the biggest point that I have noted so far will be that when it happens like this, the offendee, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, the offender.
The offender.
Okay. The offender. The first thing you have to do is to accept your mistakes.
Yeah.
Accept it. And
come
and do what?
Come clean.
Yes, accept it and come clean. That yes. is the first step that I yeah. would note. Are we right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So when it happens like this, and that's the road to healing. Mm-hmm. And yes. we didn't say that once you say, oh, yes, I accept it. I did wrong. I am sorry. Then that ends it. No. No. It's actually like you're barely Just starting. Mm-hmm. You're barely starting. But you would have set the healing on a right track yeah. by coming clean and accepting that I did this and I am sorry. Other than what Kobe said, that when you go like, but so, what does it mean? It means nothing.
I've done it. So it's
exactly. one of the worst things.
Yes. In this particular case, right, the gentleman said he was trying so hard to break off the relationship. But then here's what it is. The girl in question was also a virgin, little girl, mm-hmm. when she met. And very...
She's become a...
Two troubles. One
very
word.
Quiet, humble, nice girl and everything. So she also doesn't know any other man apart from him. And for 10 years, at 18 now, she's 28. Has never dated anybody, doesn't want to... And won't cause trouble for you and everything. That is why she will come to the house and come and help and do all of those things. Now he says he sits back and he feels like the things that he says, if it was just a one-time affair, yeah. knowing his wife, it would have been easy for her to come out of it. Yeah. But now he's thinking about it was so what made me do all of this? He himself.
Yeah.
She comes to the house to come and clean, mm-hmm. to take care of the children. Sometimes help my wife in the kitchen. She'll buy clothes and things for her. In as much as she does, he doesn't think that he's a playboy. Now he's looking back into himself and feeling that I think I have been a very wicked person. You know, very, very, very wicked person. What was I thinking when I was doing all of these? One of the questions he asks is, should I be the person to say these things to my wife and start apologizing to them so he knows that all the things I did along the line were wrong, or he should wait for the woman to bring it up? Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Kofi, what do you think?
I think, as I said earlier, that she needs assurance at this point. And to add to what she said about coming clean, it means that he has to confess and apologize in a very genuine way so that she does not feel guilty in any way for what he has done.
Mm.
You know, so yeah. that she is not gaslighted to feel guilty that, oh, because you were not doing this or you were doing it, that is why I went to do this. So he needs to do that to reassure her that it was my fault, I'm the problem here, you did nothing wrong. And here are the steps that I'm willing to take in order to ensure that this will not happen again. This is you working on buying her trust all over again. Yeah. But then again, he has to understand that it will take time.
Will.
You know, healing process takes a long time depending on the individual involved. And he has to allow her all the time she needs to heal, to come to the point where she's okay again. But even that, every now and then there will be a relapse. You know, she will still go back, think about it, and wonder whether it's happening again, whether this new reality is real, because everything may seem okay. And then she remembers that back when you were doing those things, everything seemed okay. So that is it possible that even that there are signs of you doing something, you could still be doing something? So he really needs to give her time to heal.
So does coming clean also mean that say everything, especially the ones that she's likely to find out?
Information management is still important.
How?
So, you see, depending on how you paste the information and how you present it. Now, she's in a place where she's trying to rationalize. So, every piece of information that would help her to rationalize would help. Now, there are some that may not be relevant anymore. So it is not necessary. Now, he has two problems, actually. Going to hurt this other girl too. This girl is also going through the process.
Yeah, let's leave her for now.
Uh-huh. Now, no, he has to manage the two at the same time.
But right now his concern is his wife.
It's his wife.
Yes.
So everything she needs, information she needs to know to help. And fortunately,
he's not in a good place.
He's come. No. Oh, his troubles hasn't started. Come. All he has to do is to come clean, give her as much information for her to be able to rationalize. Because it is that rationalization that will help her to begin to heal, to come out of the trough.
Okay.
Then he has to be there for her when she's going through the depression and she needs help to come out of it.
Oh.
That is where the assurance, the love, the caring, the talking,
everything
comes in. Now, guys will say that if you've been bitten by a snake, when you see a worm, you are scared, you jump. He now has to consciously do things that will not be like, I've seen this before, I've seen that before. So he himself, now he can't be himself, he can't be normal again, because every move he has to make, he has to interpret it that I hope it won't be misconstrued as. So all those social gatherings that you used to have, old boys and that probably you were using as your excuse
he
for going here.
He wasn't doing all those things.
Uh-huh.
He's such a cool guy.
So Akwani, only playing very well.
He wasn't doing all of those things.
I make room for.
Maybe
he knows
so
him
like,
very
like
well.
I'm telling you that this girl is just a little girl. Who is not, like, you know, be saying, I open self. And so he's not making those demands on you. I don't know if I have to go into all of it. He had a cool place somewhere that they meet there, never late into the night. At very cool times. He's a big boy.
Yeah.
So sometimes you get off work, working hours and things like that when you need me and things like that. And he ensured that his home was always covered. Come back home late. We went for our social gatherings together, everything. And these are the things that his wife is not coming to terms with.
Jack, player.
Adam, let me because he's listening. I want to hit you one, and the one I'm hitting you hard with is that from the very beginning, you were very selfish, uncle.
Mm-hmm.
You were too
selfish.
Yeah.
Too selfish. And again, even for the little girl, you were taking a nonsense advantage of her. You see why? You see, my nonsense has started coming. And you see, you know that the little... I am asking, for 10 years, was it a decision to marry her?
No.
Like someday you will marry her.
Grooming her.
Yes. So, to even have the effrontery, the audacity, to walk to the girl's mother and tell her that your daughter is with me if you are looking for her. What were you doing?
Yeah.
These are the things we do when we want to marry a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to her parents and say that, oh, you're here, Obano, Omiho. But what is it? And so my brother, you were very selfish from the beginning. And you didn't expect that it will end this way. You see how you played it? You played it so well. Everything was well calculated. And that is why your wife is shocked. But it is fine. I'm just saying exactly what my brothers have already said. Every piece of information at this point is very important because have you considered everything? So give her enough information to be able to tell herself that I am not the problem. I didn't cause any problem for you. Be honest and open and truthful about it as much as possible. Not the gory details we are looking for.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure she's looking for the gory details, but give her some level of information to be able to use it. It is just like sitting before a doctor and telling him how
medical
you feel
history.
For him to be able to diagnose what is happening with you. At this point, make sure, and like Osofo is saying, forgiveness is yours to ask for. The person, the one you have
you're seeking the forgiveness
offended, as also has time to think through whether I should forgive you or not. In fact, the fact that you are saying I should forgive you is not by force that I should forgive you. And if I want to forgive you, it should not be on your terms. I forgive me today, but I've told you forgive me. Why are you not forgiving me? Wait for me to come to terms with this, so that I can forgive you. My dear lady, if you are here, don't mind Kobnai. Mind me. Healing is very, very possible for you. You will need all the help you want. And like we all say, your husband is willing to help. And she, he's I know at this point he's broken himself. He's so distraught. He's disturbed. He doesn't know what to do. And so when you have come to terms with everything and you have put yourself together, be thinking about making, forgiving him and looking at the next thing. We are offended in many ways. In many ways. You there, you were not looking for this Christ. Not like some of the boys I have met who are, like Adam
arrogant.
Said, arrogant and bad boys. And so what? And so what? And so what? This one, your husband is remorseful. Me, I don't know him, but I feel his pain too.
Somebody ever asked, you say, people are cheating. People are cheating and they have brought babies home. Have I brought a baby home for you?
Somebody said, but people are doing more than
and,
what
and
you see, are talking
the
about.
Worst psychological pressure she would anger go is when he begins to get other people to come and put pressure on you.
So you see,
my little take here again to put out is the depression stage. She will go through it. After that, she will go through it. So husband should be ready to work with her through the depression also. She will go, especially for this one who is not talking at all. She will go through the depression. Perhaps it has started.
He's willing to do just anything.
Yes.
Anything. Like, even if he says, Adam, even if he means dying.
Sister, you are blessed.
He's willing to do blessed. Just anything possible to have his wife and his family back. Yeah. And so he knows that, he says he doesn't have to give her any pressure. Mm-hmm. The only thing he wonders about sometimes, and I'll pick your thoughts on that before we close, is will it ever be the same again? Is there anything, will we ever get to that point where I was bringing a woman I am sleeping with home and she never even saw through. Mm-hmm. Will we ever get to that point of our mind? He doesn't mind how long it takes, but he's wondering, will we ever get there? I'll be back. Yum Vita infant cereal. With milk is fortified with NutriV, which contains 16 essential vitamins and minerals, including zinc, iron, and calcium to aid in baby's healthy growth. It comes in 3 delicious flavors, maize and wheat, rice and wheat variants, and also in 3 unique pack sizes, 50 gram, 400 gram tea, and 350 gram block bottom pouch. Get the pack size that best suits your family needs. Yum Vita, a delicious way to grow. Enrich your breakfast with the nourishing goodness of Danamilk Cool Cow Instant Powdered Milk. The rich taste of Danamilk makes a perfect combination with your tea, oats, cocoa and others to give you that great tasting breakfast you've always desired. Danamilk Cool Cow is fortified with vitamin A and is also a good source of protein and nutrients such as vitamin B12 and iodine to help keep you nourished and strong always. Danamilk is affordable and in a shop near you. Choose Danamilk today for your nourishment and build your strength every day. Danamilk, go for it. And this advert is FDA approved. Now go on and shine your eyes, ma. We need now because cooking is being more fun and enjoyable than ever before. Whilst cooking with your favorite Onga spices, there are loads of gifts to be won just like that. Onga brings you ma. We need now promo. Just shine your eyes and win big. This is Ongalicious. To enter the shine your eyes promo and enjoy all the goodies, one, just pick together 25 promo wrappers of Onga shrimp tablets and add 5 promo wrappers of either chicken, beef or stew to it. Submit them at any of our redemption centers and you will instantly win a gift. You can win up to 100,000 cedis cash prize, TV, washing machine, deep freezers, and many more. This is an instant gift. No go cambia. So shine your eyes and start picking the Onga promo wrappers now. This promo started from Monday, 16th October, and it is on through to December 31, 2023. Terms and conditions apply, and this advert is FDA approved. Now
now seize the opportunity with Adanse Travels to see the unique architecture, skyscrapers, ports, beaches, amazing desert safaris, shopping centers, and enjoy the most tolerant atmosphere in the world. From the 13th to the 20th of December, also 19th to the 26th of December, 28th December 2023 to the 4th of January 2024, pay only 1,850 for single sharing and 3,650 for couple to be part of the Adanse at 10 Reloaded Vibe Tours. All these packages cover your flight, hotel accommodation, tourist visa, daily breakfast, city tours, guided shopping, and optional tours to make your vacation exceptional. To patronize any of the packages, call 059-550-0817 or 055-264-826 or visit adansetravels.com to book now. Adanse at 10 Reloaded. It's a vibe. Remember last week I told you about Gifty. Gifty is here, and so we're going to borrow just about 5 minutes of the weekend City Show time, and we will be talking to Gifty on her progress so far. Gifty is the lady, you know, who survived breast cancer but has to go through the whole process again because a lump has been found in her other breast and her treatment was abandoned because she couldn't afford it. We asked you to support us, and most of you did, and so we are able to put her back on track. I will be talking to her just 5 minutes before Weekend City Show starts. Also, last week I told you about Philip Nye and friends. Yes, my colleague here, Philip Nye, every December he says, look, my friends, you people, let's come together and let's try to, you know, feed the needy. And this year, the bar stops at the Kolibu Cancer Unit, especially the oncology unit for children, you know. They go through a lot. They and their mothers. Their mothers are in the Sunshine Hostel, those of them who come from afar. And it's difficult having a child, I mean, cancer treatment plus the fact that you're not working and all. So this December, we're saying we want to support, we want to go there and have fun with them. So anything you can support us with, cash. We want new clothes to give them because it's Christmas. Pediasure, ensure. We want food items, rice, oil, just anything, biscuits, juices, you know, toys. Anything that will make them happy, we will appreciate it. All you have to do is call 0244-735451, 0244-735451, and then we will come to you, we'll pick up the items, and if you have to send Momo, it is still the same number. And this is an appeal from Philip Nye and friends, and I am happy to be part of that clan. So we're asking for your support, whichever way you can. Now, yes, I was asking that will they ever get back to that place where they have a wholesome relationship? We know that, look, you will have to come to the point where you are accepting the fact that you have done wrong to your partner. You have hurt them so much. You will have to talk to them, give them all the information they need to be able to manage everything they are going through. Kofi mentioned that you, the person who is hurting, you also have some responsibilities. You need to remember that you did not marry an angel, you know. You married a human being. The only person in whom you put 100% of your trust in is in God. That's not to say that we want to make allowances in our relationships and our marriages and say that it's okay, oh, because we are human beings, we can cheat and all that. That's not to say so. But things can happen. It could be that they didn't cheat on you, they are in debt, you know, or they have a condition they are afraid to tell you or something, you know. And I mean, one day you just may find out. How have you prepared yourself for such shocks? Because you're dealing with a human being. How have you prepared yourself from such shock? And you know, Kobe has also told us that we will go through the process, you know. Yes, the person has accepted it, but you will be in shock. You will go through denial. You will come to the phase where you may be very angry and your reactions nobody can predict. You will get to the point where you probably are depressed, and people handle depression differently. There are people when they are depressed, all they do is coil and they won't talk. Some people too, when they are depressed, they will talk and talk, get angry, break things and all that. And that's how come Kofi mentioned that it's important that we also know the temperament of this person who is going through this, or this couple who are even going through the healing process. But most importantly,
You, the offender, you have like 90% of the work to do. You don't ever have to get tired. Like this guy who is saying that, I know it is 100% my fault. 3 months into our marriage, and this is what I did. My wife didn't contribute any way to it, so there is no blaming her anywhere. I am accepting full responsibility, and I am willing to do whatever it takes, no matter how long, to win back her love, her trust in this relationship. And that is setting the relationship, I mean, setting the process on the right tone. But her biggest thought is, will we ever get there if we go through all of these processes? We are also happy that wifey is not going anywhere. I mean, I remember when I tried talking to her, I just called her. He says, Adam, I love him. I love him. By the third time, she had broken down. And that's all she said. So you know that she's not going anywhere, but she's grieving. She's going through a lot. If they go through all of these phases, will they ever get back on track? I'll start with you, Kofi. Kofi, you are muted.
I'm not muted.
Okay, all right, great. It was my fault.
Okay. So I'm not sure if this has come up, but one of the sanctions that has to happen is that the lady involved has to be stopped from going to their home. That's the first thing that they have to do. But I've encountered a similar situation, and at the end of the day, I realized that the one thing that the offended partner needed was some space to be able to vent and express herself in an atmosphere that is not intimidating, where she was comfortable sharing or saying however she felt, in an atmosphere that was non-judgmental, where she wasn't afraid that fingers would be pointed at her for what she had suffered, and then in an unpatronizing atmosphere where the offender is not readily apologizing for everything just to gag her from speaking up. Mm. You know, there are situations where the person who has offended is quick to say, oh, I'm sorry, oh, I did this. But then you can tell that it's not genuine, but it's just to stop you from, in quotes, complaining. Yeah. And so they want an atmosphere where they can express themselves freely in a very honest and open manner. And typically, they want a third party to be involved so that their communication can be facilitated and to allow everybody to express themselves openly. However, I think it's important that they actually take steps to embark on what we call a healing ritual. They may want to renew their vows. They may want to take some time off to go on a retreat together, just the two of them, to have an open and honest conversation about what has happened and the way forward. So I think all of these things are very important in order to bring about healing.
All right.
True healing.
Thank you. Yes, Kobe.
When you receive physical sores or injuries, they always leave a scar. Yeah. Depending on how deep the cut was, sometimes the pain never comes back. And that is when true healing happens.
Mm.
But there are times when events or issues would always peel off what was covering the sore and was making it look like it was healed. It peels it off and it brings it back. And that is why I say that healing never happens. Because this kind of pain or injury is mental. Mm. It's not physical.
Mm.
It happens to your mind. And the way your mind will be trained subsequently to process information and to manage information and to observe and know things is what will help. So it's a question of time. How long will it take for you to get to the end of the trough? It depends on him and him only.
All right.
I have three quick things to say. I am not holding any brief for my brother at all, but I am saying that I'm telling the lady that sitting at counseling the seat for so long, she is blessed to have a husband who has owned up completely, 100%, has not given her even 1%.
Perfectly.
And so this is the beginning. I mean, this is a man who was taking complete responsibility. And he said that I own this completely. My dear lady, you can't grieve for life. It is painful. There is nothing as painful as this kind of betrayal. It is very painful. You have been stabbed in the back, at the back, at the front, everywhere. And I mean, especially for the things your husband bringing the lady and all those. I also, so please, your grief is right. I mean, your pain is right, but you won't grieve for life. I also know that your husband is also in pain at this point. And so, but let me also tell her and all ladies who are listening, it's not all cheaters, somebody who are going to keep cheating. Mm. So sometimes we say that, oh, once a cheater, always a cheater. It is not entirely true. Mm-hmm. So don't even use that. We are going to rebuild the 80% or 90% of trust again. It is a daunting job. It's not an easy one. It is a broken mirror. It is going to be gradually. Mm. But you can do it. Let me keep saying that you can. I'm saying you can do it because I have seen a lot of people do it. Let me again say that just what Osofo said. So get a retreat, go through the ritual, begin to say, tell yourself. A woman told me, I told myself at the last day, me and my husband, today is the beginning of our marriage. The 10 years we have put it behind us, we are starting our marriage. It helped me. I started looking at a new person. He started looking at a new person. And we said that today is the beginning of the journey of our marriage. It can help. Let me finally say this. The Bible says offenses will happen. At the root of offense, I mean, at the root of love is the acts of offense. You will be offended in many ways. And I know many people have been offended in many ways. You are not expecting the closest person to you to do this to you. And so that is when you are in pain. But like we have all said, forgiveness is for you, the one who has been wronged. When you forgive, you are helping yourself. Something happened to me a few years ago, and I was holding it. Papa, this is about 14 years. I was holding it. I started getting sick. And then something happened. Eventually, one day somebody told me, the doctor said, you are not sick. I was getting swellings. All my body, I was meek and sick. And then I thought I was having liver or something. The doctor said, you don't have anything. One day I went to a place to pray. A woman just came to stand by me and said, you are not sick. You are holding somebody deeply. The person has wronged you. You don't want to let her go. Let her go. The forgiveness works for you, not the person who has offended you. Let it go. It will build bitterness, pain, and death in the final analysis. Try, my dear, gradually with the help of God and the Holy Spirit. Some of the pain, you have to release it to God to help you to let it go. It is not easy like that.
Thank you very much, Mama T. Thank you.